The uncertainty over China and its hold on U.S. debt has Utah lawmakers already planning ahead. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour News Center with more. Mary?
Brian, 30% of Utah's budget comes from federal funds, but Representative Ken Ivory says Utah needs to prepare for a possible reduction in those funds.
It's just a direct connection. When China's not loaning us any more money and we can't print money as a nation, have to tighten our belt.
Ivory is the chair of Utah's Federal Funds Commission, which today will unveil a new model that will help forecast the risk of reduction of federal funds, things that would affect Hill Air Force Base, federal employees, student loans, Medicaid, Medicare, etc. He says Utah is leading the way with this model. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
As China faces more economic troubles, Utah lawmakers want to prepare for what that could mean to the economy. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour News Center with more. Mary?
Amanda, Utah has a new model or tool to help predict the risk of federal money going away. State Representative Ken Ivory says they can model rising interest rates.
And what that means to a reduction in federal funds for student loans or Medicaid or transportation funding, we can see which counties would be affected, which departments would be affected.
And then they can start looking at solutions. They will talk about all of this in today's Federal Funds Commission meeting on the Hill. Ivory says other states are watching Utah on how this will work in action. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.